Show, you control the airwaves by using the 800-259-9231 SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. I'm Guard, filling in for Ian, along with
Dale,
filling in for Mark, and it's good to have you here. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. Go there and check out everything that is available. And as we mentioned, Ian and Mark are away right now. They are doing something facilitated by many of the great listeners of this program all around the country who take that extra step to support liberty by going to FreeTalkLive.com and hitting on the AMP button. The AMP button provides them the extra cash to go promote the show, take some time off, and go down to these radio conferences, and that's how the show gets on more stations. It is a genius idea these guys came up with.
Apparently, the AMPers made it possible for them to get a really good opportunity at this conference. They have Free Talk Live on every name badge.
Oh, fantastic.
If I understand it correctly. And it sounds like that's something the AMPers made possible, and I think it's going to be great promotion. They kind of joke that, you know, even Sean Hannity will have a Free Talk Live
badge. That's great. You know, one of the things I like so much about filling in for Ian and Mark and sitting in with them on Mondays, and I know, Dale, you're in with them sometimes during the week, hanging out. You're in the Keene area, one of the Free State Project members, is how inventive these guys are. They are people to be reckoned with. They are very inventive people, Mark and Ian, and I love these guys. And some of the best guys you'll ever know. Okay, we're going to get to the phones in just a minute, 800-259-9231. Dale was mentioning to me, we've been getting a couple instant messages. He's received a couple instant messages about our performance, and people have been talking about what we're doing, and we really appreciate it. So thanks a lot, guys. What kind of stuff you've been hearing, Dale? Anything all right?
You're being described as quote-unquote pumped.
Pumped.
Really pumped.
Pumped. So. Hans and Franz, who pumped you up. Yes.
Yeah, and I express my concern with whether I can keep up. I hope I can. I'm getting old. I'm getting a little older, and I don't know if I have the youthful energy that you have, but I'm going to do my best to keep up.
All right. And since it's your show, let's go back to the phones. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Wherever you are, you can use that number to call us. And let's go now to Massachusetts. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. Scott, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. How are you?
Yes, good evening, Dale and Guard. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. We've got great. So many subjects to discuss. We'll let you introduce yours, and I can't wait to get...
I'm very disappointed because even though he said that the Zionists in Israel have to dismantle their Jewish settlements in Gaza and the West Bank, it's a status quo because we have a Zionist-occupied government. We have our government is controlled by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, and other powerful Jewish and Zionist groups like Zionists of America, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, American Jewish Committee.
Hey, Scott, can you clarify for us, for the people who aren't familiar with some of your prior calls and stuff, like which are the good Jews and which are the bad Jews?
There are no good Jews, John.
Oh, okay.
Our country has been destroyed. Now, you're talking about freedom. I hear you the word freedom, and you believe it. You want to bring freedom to America. We cannot have freedom because we have a Zionist-occupied government. You must realize that. And you must also realize that the Federal Reserve, which you also rail about, the Federal Reserve is controlled by Jews, Benjamin Bernanke, and it was founded by Max Warburg, the Warburg family. So between the Zionist-occupied government, the Jewish Federal Reserve, our country is controlled by Jews. And let's not forget the media that's controlled by Jews. Let's not forget Wall Street that's controlled by Jews. Let's not forget Hollywood. The garbage that comes out of Hollywood is controlled by Jews. Let's not forget the immorality in this United States that's controlled, the filth, homosexuality, lesbianism. I pin squarely on the shoulders of Jews.
Are the Jews responsible for homosexuality, too? Did they cause
that? Yes, they are. Let me explain to you, gentlemen. So you'll
a
little
explain for me.
Any radical movement in the history of mankind, communism was founded by the Jews, Karl Marx, Leon Trotsky, homosexuality, there's three types of Jews that have caused the evils of mankind. First, you have the international communist Jew, Karl Marx. You have the international capitalist Jew.
What about the international gay Jew?
And you have the international Zionist Jew. All of these forces have destroyed our country and the world. And if you want to get educated, you need to have your followers read the following books, The Beasts of the Apocalypse by Olivia Marie O'Grady. I would suggest you also read The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And I would recommend that you read The International Jew by Henry Ford. The Jews have done more harm in history than any other group. And when you talk about losing our freedom in the United States, I want to get back to how
do they cause homosexuality exactly?
I'll explain to you.
Oh.
When we had the homosexual movement coming in through the 1950s, in the 60s, if you will,
cause the homosexual movement in ancient Greece too?
I'm talking about America.
Okay.
Whenever there's radical...
Well, you said they caused homosexuality, so I'm just wondering if, you know, homosexuality didn't start in 1950. I've got news for you. So.
It's interesting.
No, I didn't say that, but what I'm saying is that whenever there's a radical movement, the anti-war movement, homosexuality movement,
A little clarity there. So homosexuality wasn't started by a gay cabal.
Well, let me tell you something. In Massachusetts... We have the gay and lesbian task force, and there's an Arlene Isaacson who's the chairman.
Are they Jews?
She's Jewish.
Oh,
she has
you
it.
See?
Barney Frank. Barney
there
Frank.
You go.
Barney Frank is a congressman from Massachusetts.
I'm going to add to your repertoire of things that people need to see in order to understand how much they need to be afraid of Jews. They need to see the movie Borat. Because Borat addresses a lot of...
Well, he covers that really well. Borat's on top of that. He probably
read
those books.
What I'm saying is, gentlemen, is that our country has been destroyed by the Jews, but not just America. Every country in the world they've gone to, Germany, Poland, Russia, especially Russia, they brought communism.
Do you think it was a good thing to try to clean out some of the Jews out of those countries? Or maybe that was, I don't know, maybe it would have helped out.
Every country that they had the Jews, they expelled them.
Just if you can't expel them fast enough, maybe you could do other things to get rid of that. I mean, you could save space by getting rid of them in other ways, right?
You mean extermination?
Well, I'm just thinking.
There was no, by the way,
I don't know if it's been tried. So
there was no. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that the Holocaust is a myth, and that's where Israel comes into the picture. The Holocaust was invented by the Jews. So that they would gain worldwide sympathy from the so-called goyim,
which is
a derogatory
funny
term for Gentile.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's strange, Scott, because I was speaking with a Dutch man who's not Jewish, whose father was in prison for a year and a half. I was just talking with this guy because some people went into Amsterdam, downtown Amsterdam. They broke into the court records there to get rid of all the names so that the Nazi SS troops couldn't find out who was Jewish and who wasn't and take them away.
Yeah.
And he was shot. This man, and this man's father was the doctor who performed the surgery on him and helped this guy out so that, you know, people's lives could be saved. And it was interesting because the SS troops showed up for this doctor and took him away. And now, of course, he wasn't Jewish. He was just a human being trying to help other human beings who were trying to survive, you know, kids and stuff like that. But anyway, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Scott. It's great to talk to you. And definitely check out Borat. You guys are right on the same line. And that song that he has, Throw the Jew Down the Well, you'll love it. Okay, 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us here at Free Talk Live. And let's get right back to the phone. Ziggy's on the line in the U.K. Zigster, part of that international Zionist conspiracy in the U.K. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, according to Scott, I'm generally very evil. I mean, I'm an internationalist homosexual whose family happens to be Jewish.
And you caused my homosexuality, and I blame you personally, just so you know.
That's right. You see, I was going to mention Dale.
I promise you this. If I ever come to New Hampshire, I promise you a hot date.
All right. Yeah. Make sure you wear something nice. Ziggy, I've got a last name that sounds Jewish, so maybe that's already part of the whole Zionist conspiracy to get people's names to sound almost Jewish so there are more. And my last name's Goldsmith, so it sounds like it could be Jewish. And Dale obviously had his homosexuality started by this Zionist cabal. It was a movement. He caught on. Ziggy, we're up against the clock. Hold on the line. We'll bring you right back. A Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is how you reach us. The SACL, CAI toll-free line, brought to you by the Jews of the world. We will return. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You make it what you want by using the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, putting extra effort, extra power into it, because I'm filling in for Ian along with none other than...
And I'm Dale, filling in for Mark.
Part of the great Jewish conspiracy. We're here with you. Good to have you here, everybody.
Mark has a really noisy chair, by the way.
Yeah, it's an interesting, anybody who's inside the palatial legendary, now legendary studios of Free Talk Live, I mean, we have to say that with great gravity, gravitas. the legendary studios of Free Talk Live, can see the chair that will be probably put in a museum someday as we reach our, you know, great society. And it will not be a publicly funded museum. It will be privately funded. It will be the Mark chair. And it's sort of shaped like something you'd see on, like, I don't know, Star Trek The Next Generation, except it would have to be pink in that case.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's supposed to be really ergonomic or something. I'm making do. I'm fine, but I think there's a trick to like how you sit in it or work it or
it
something.
It is the weirdest shaped chair I've ever seen in my life. It's like you just feel like you should be sliding out of it, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's not quite as weird as I think Ian's chair is even weirder. I noticed you switched.
Oh yeah.
Out.
Yeah. Ian's got one of those split level. You're sort of on your knees chair with no back deal.
I think that's supposed to be good for your back. And, yeah. Good for your posture. But yeah. I think when I actually used to have one of those a lot. Long time ago.
I used to, too.
Back when you were just a twinkle in your father's... No, not really. Not that far ago. But I used to have one of those chairs way back, and I think it made my posture worse. I don't think I sat in it the way I was supposed to.
You're looking pretty good to me, my man, and I think all the people watching on the cam, when they go to freetalklive.com, little plug, are seeing how cool you're looking, my friend. They keep saying that I'm raiding the fridge here over at the studios. I'm not. It's all my stuff. But anyway, give us a call at 800... 259-9231.
Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
It is a cool thing, and I hope you'll come up to Pork Fest.
Pork Fest coming up is going to be a blast. I'm doing pancakes on Tuesday morning.
Are you really?
Ezekiel pancakes, which have like 9 different ingredients in them instead of just regular flour. And it's gonna be great fun. It's gonna be partying all week long. A lot of stuff happens towards the weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blast, man. And of course, so we have to thank everybody who's been involved with that, and all the people who've been moving up here as part of the Free State Project. Now, before we go any further, we do want to mention that given the last caller, Scott is always interesting. And Scott, hope you don't mind us sort of playing with you a little bit there.
I don't care
forth.
If he minds, actually.
Yeah, actually,
I'm not worried about upsetting Scott.
I'm falling back into a sort of a deferential sort of thing. Yeah, who gives a crap?
Yeah, when someone is that much of a bigot, I really, it's like if I offend someone who's that bigoted, then I take, I know I'm not evil.
Yeah, great point. So, anyway, if you want to call and comment about that, that's great. We have a subject that's going to be coming up, gay marriage in the state of New Hampshire, that I think will get Scott even more irate. So blood pressure medicine, man.
Isn't it funny that that California lost it recently? Mm-hmm. California, this incredibly progressive state, which I lived at for 8 years, right?
Yeah.
Not long before I moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, actually. And they lost it recently. They actually amended it away because the courts gave it, and then it was amended away legislatively. And now New Hampshire has it, and California doesn't.
It's amazing.
It's starting to feel like the Free State, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. and there's a lot that deals with liberty when you look at this issue and some of the phrasing that people used when this thing was put forward this week. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but right now we want to get right back to your phones and your thoughts. Ziggy has been patiently holding from the UK. Ziggy, thank you very much. And in fact, we have another UK caller lined up right after you. Go ahead, Zigsta.
Yeah, basically, I wanted to do 3 quick points. I wanted to correct you. The Labour Party are not the Party of Civil Liberties. They're only the Party of Civil Liberties in opposition. When they've been in power, they have always been the ones who have introduced the most draconian legislation, such as the first Anti-Terrorist Act in the 1970s and the latest Anti-Terrorist Act.
So the image
also,
does not fit.
On the subject of Doctor Who, I wish you would start mentioning the Funmakers more, because the one Doctor Who serial which is extremely libertarian in nature.
Wait, what'd you call it again?
It's called The Sunmakers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's about corporatism, basically.
What is that one with Captain Jack? Is that
Captain Jack Sparrow, yeah, absolutely.
Is that
a number of Doctor Who episodes, the first one that he
appeared
in.
Well, he had his own series, right?
Oh, yeah, Torchwood is brilliant.
Fantastic. That's what I've been wanting to catch up on.
You were saying that the Brits helped pioneer liberty. One thing which I've noted is that it's the 150th anniversary of Darwin's Origin of the Species this year, but it's also the 150th anniversary of John Stuart Mill's On Liberty. And On Liberty is definitely one book which argues in favor of personal liberty, that the government has no place regulating drinking, gambling, and fornication.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and there has been And there's been plenty on the BBC about Darwin and evolution. Fair enough, I do believe in evolution.
Yeah.
But there has been nothing, not zip, about On Liberty. And On Liberty is actually a fairly influential book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fascinating. That's very interesting. And you would think, just on the curiosity side of it, that people would want to put a story out there because it's engaging. I mean, John Stuart Mill's ideas, whether you agree or disagree, engage your mind.
Also, I have to put you on one thing. I heard something on your podcast. I hope you realize that in John Stuart Mill's day and Jeremy Bentham's day, utilitarianism was a far more individualist philosophy because it wasn't for the greater good.
Oh, you mean utilitarianism?
It was for the greater happiness.
Yes.
It only became the greater good when social liberalism came about.
Yes. Well, part of the problem, and if people aren't familiar, we're talking about utilitarianism, John Stuart Mill, David Hume, Jeremy Bentham, the three main figures behind that. And Ziggy makes a good point. Part of the problem with some facets of utilitarianism, just on a philosophical point of view, is that it stressed the greatest good for the greatest number, but at times it could be misconstrued, and it has been, just as you pointed out, Ziggy. It has been taken from those ideas. There were some holes in some of the arguments. Not John Stuart Mill was a little bit more precise, but with David Hume and Jeremy Bentham in particular, those two writers, they left open the possibility that people could misconstrue that individual liberty would be sacrificed for the greater good, and that's very dangerous. In fact, writers like Ursula Le Guin in her book The Lathe of Heaven were very critical of that. She also wrote a very, very good story called Those Who Leave Omila. It's a short story, and it's all a cut on that concept of utilitarianism, the greatest good for the greatest number, with no safety bulwark for individual liberty.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Articles. Take care.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ziggy. Let's continue in England. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. And go now to Hans, who is in the United Kingdom. Hans, thank you very much for the call. You're on Free Talk Live with Gard and Dale. Okay, looks like Hans dropped, so we'll continue. Let's go to Pam, who is calling us at Wisconsin. Pam, are you in Wisconsin right now?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Pam?
Just grand. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You were on speakerphone there, obviously, keeping very busy, so you weren't on hold too long. What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, the reality of evolution, Darwin theory is bullshit.
Got to cut that. Got to cut
can't
that.
Talk like that.
I got to drop that. Yes. Ouch.
You know what the...
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
There. We're going to take a break and return. 800-259-9231 is the
way
to reach us. We've got our 3-second delay. Hopefully we caught it, hit the dump button in time. We will see whether or not Pam is going to be with us, but we might have to drop Pam. And thank you in the studio at GCN. They caught it. We'd hate to get the feds after us, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We'll return. Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You control the air, and you do so by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line at 800-259-9231. This is Gard.
And Dale.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. Good to have you here, everybody. And it's good to be here with Dale, as those guys are attending a radio conference so that they can spread the word of freedom and get more people listening to Free Talk Live. Get more
I wish radio I could stations be there with them, but the second best thing is being able to do the show.
This is awesome.
You know.
Yeah, man. All right.
Not doing the show.
Well, listen, we're going to go back to the phone lines and take more calls because this is your show and you direct it. We do have a few things we want to discuss, and we'll get to the gay marriage issue in New Hampshire. You can talk about Sam getting his trial scheduled. Those who are aware, our friend Sam has been in jail for 2 months now because he tried to bring a camera into a New Hampshire courtroom. Plus, there are a number of other stories that are out there. The Pennsylvania eminent domain story, the federal government pulling back temporarily, it looks like, from trying to take land in Pennsylvania in order to establish a freedom-like monument to the people who sacrificed their lives to bring down Flight 93. So, hey, what better way to celebrate their attempt to try to battle the evil Muslims and represent freedom in the United States than to forcibly take someone's land. Perfect.
Yeah,
yeah, it's perfect. So let's get back to the phones. 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us. And we're going to Oregon. Jesse is on the line. Jesse, thank you very much for the call. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Garden Dale.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Pretty good. What can we do for you, my friend?
All right. Well, I called to, I noticed, Gardner, I listen to Liberty Conspiracy at work sometimes.
Thanks,
man. And you're always talking about music.
Yes.
So I was wondering if you could name any bands that were overtly freedom liberty oriented that aren't named Rush.
Well, let's see. That aren't named Rush and that are overtly freedom oriented.
Yeah.
Let me see now.
You know,
I can think of one, but it's not a big band. You probably haven't
heard. Yeah, there are some smaller bands. Go for it, man.
Josh Noon and Federal Crime is a local. You can go to joshnoon.com.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a guy I met at the Liberty Forum just a while back who had their band. I'll have to see if I can get that, and I'll post it over at the website at Liberty Conspiracy. In fact, I'll post a question inside the forum about liberty-oriented bands not called Rush. Do you have any you can suggest, buddy?
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I can't really think of any that are just overtly liberty-oriented, but I can think of one song in particular that really spells it out in a way. And it's a song by a band called Dag Nasty, and the song's called Minority of One.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I
like that name. That's a great name for a song.
There are a lot of songs that you would think are pro-liberty. Like I mentioned, President Gas is a great one. Forever Now by the Second Electverse is another great one. There's a song called Flowers off their first album, which is just mind-blowing because Richard Butler basically destroys every organized everything. I mean, it's clearly an anarchist sort of song. He had the Sex Pistols breaking through, but, you know, it's I think slowly... John Lydon has become a little bit more favorable towards the libertarian mindset. He was once on television with a libertarian and said, "Oh, are you one of those libertarians? Oh, I don't hate you a lot." But recently he was very positive towards Ron Paul when he was on The Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. So there, I don't know. It's very difficult.
Like I said, the word libertarian has really been tainted by a lot of people who...
Yes.
People love... What happened is a very popular thing to be. And so a lot of people who weren't really libertarian just want to be... They want to be thought of as libertarian. They want to be attached to the movement, so they use the word, and then the word gets dirtied.
Yeah.
And that's what worried me about this new guy in charge of, you know, bureaucrats, is that he keeps using the word libertarian.
And it's going to...
And it's going to give
like the libertarian
a lot of
party.
People the wrong idea of what libertarian is, and it's going to associate it with neocons and things like that, and that's what worries me about it.
Yeah, it's too bad. There's one other band that I might suggest. This is a band that Penn Jillette plays with occasionally, The Residents. They're very, very obscure and strange. They take a lot of popular songs and warp them and do really weird things. Like one of their most famous albums is called Third Reich and Roll. And they do My Baby Does the Hanky Panky, and they just twist it around. It's really messed up. So I think those guys are libertarian, but their songs aren't overtly libertarian.
Okay. Back to what Dale was saying about the message being skewed. That's one thing I noticed is you'll find punk bands with a small government message, right? You know, I mean, kind of right wing, not overtly libertarian. But the deeper you dig into them, you find out it's actually skinheads.
Yeah, yeah. So, occasionally you'll get a guy like Ted Nugent, who is, you know, a sort of paleo-conservative guy. You have some country western people who are sort of small government type people. Sammy Hagar is a libertarian, they say. Other people who are out there occasionally pop up that you'd be surprised to hear about. It's difficult. There's a woman on the West Coast. What's her name? Amy Allen, I think.
Oh, I think she's the one to ask, probably.
Yeah, I think she's a performer. She performed at the Ron Paul thing.
There was an issue out here where we had a band that, and I guess it was. There's a lot of dispute about whether they really were like racist, but there was a band out here that everyone was really proud to have. You know, this was really active in New Hampshire, and there was a lot of questions that came up.
Oh, yeah.
About whether they were actually racist and, you know, I don't know about skinheads, but pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty
close. Jesse, drop some ideas over in the forum. I'd love to get some feedback from people, especially if they're listening to us over in the UK, if they have any ideas, too. That would be absolutely fantastic. Oh, by the way, I heard that I've heard that Lemmy of Motorhead is an anarchist.
Since you said Lemmy, I thought
that's
of
what
my
I heard.
Pet rat.
Oh, is your rat named Lemmy?
I have a rat named Lemmy.
Wow, man.
And another rat named Winx.
Wow. Well, anyway.
But what were you saying?
No. I was just going to say that I've heard that he's an anarchist. So, you know, we'll cross our fingers on that one. So, anyway, listen, thanks a lot for the call. I really appreciate you calling in like that all the way from Oregon, Jesse. It's really good to talk to you, buddy.
Oh, I'm calling tomorrow because I want to talk to Julia.
Oh, well, most people do. She's very cool. And she'll be on the cam, too, so you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to be
the
watching.
Most popular.
Yeah, they're not going to be watching for me. They'll be watching for Julia. Anyway, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Guard here, and Dale. And, you know, Pam, I think, is still on the line. And we had to drop her a little bit because she dropped a very nasty word that the FCC might come after Ian and Mark for in the network. And Oh, she's gone. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, Dale, I want to get into the issue that we were discussing before, the gay marriage issue here in the state. And just this week, a very unique thing happened. New Hampshire passed a law that will officially allow for legal marriages to be conducted in the state of New Hampshire. And the governor of New Hampshire, John, gosh, golly, gee, we're partnering for our wellness, Lynch, who's so politically correct and everything's, we're reaching across the aisle.
Is that
forming,
partnering for our wellness?
Oh, it's that kind of nonsense. Isn't it amazing?
I haven't heard that.
They use that just absolute gobbledygook, you know? Yeah. So we're all feel good. Anyway, he had a big presentation, had a big speech, and he said that it shows that New Hampshire is that homosexuals in the state will have all of the rights, privileges, and responsibilities that heterosexual people have.
Maybe we shouldn't have supported this thing if we're going to get new responsibilities. If they're going to assume that we have some new responsibilities, or presumptively assign these things to us that we never consented to, but okay.
Absolutely. At the same time, another little thing to lay out as we talk about the issue is that he said that, and we had to work very hard. He's patting himself on the back, of course, because nobody else wants to touch him.
People had to work really hard to convince him to sign it, apparently. I think very questionable for a while.
Then, well, yeah. He said that he held out because he wanted religious protections.
Mm-hmm.
So in his view, religious protections only go as far as the church doors. So that if you are involved with a particular church and your church does not want to have to conform to the state coercion of having to hand out and do a marriage ceremony for people who are homosexuals because your religion doesn't agree with it, then he worked very hard to have that provision put in there. At the same time, if you're in a business and you own private property, you want to run the business the way you want to, your religious beliefs, they're not counted.
You're not allowed to express them.
Exactly. So we're going to open up this issue, 800-259-9231. The state offering marriage to heterosexuals should also offer it to homosexuals. Some complications getting the state involved with marriage. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area. because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Coming back to you, it's Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is the website, and you can reach us. It's your show. It's your phone. 800-259-9231. They're your freedoms. I'm Gardner and
Dale.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI line. In fact, we want to give some plugs to Jason Osborne and the folks at SACL CAI. SACL CAI, a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. All you have to do is see their banner at freetalklive.com. Yes, SACL CAI. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Okay, we've introduced one topic. We're going to get right into it. 800-259-9231 is how you reach us. Dale, we've got a lot of people lined up, and I really appreciate this. This is really, really cool filling in for these guys, and I appreciate them letting us come on.
I think people must be really excited that you're on because we're getting a lot of calls
tonight. Well, I'll shut up then because I want to get people's input because that's the only way I exist. Phil's on the line in Virginia. Phil, VA, my man, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, all right. You want to talk about this gay marriage issue, right?
Yeah, I just want to kind of provide a slightly different spin on this. And maybe it's a way that, if nothing else, you may get a little bit more consensus on the issue. It would actually provide, you know, liberty for all. One of the things I've always realized is that there seems to be a lot of battling over the term marriage, marriage, marriage. I always thought marriage was more of a religious term, a union between two people under...
That's right.
God.
That's so what it was until the late 1800s.
Well, why don't we take that approach? If you want to be considered a marriage, that's something between the couple and the church.
Right.
Any legal union between man, woman, or woman and man should be considered a civil union, no matter what the sexual orientation is under law.
Yeah.
That way, you eliminate the marriage aspect out of it.
That's something of growing popularity, actually, the notion of the state getting out of marriage really altogether. You know,
that's the way it should go, in my opinion. You start off with that, and you get to the point where you just say, get the state out of it. And you know what I don't understand, Dale and Phil? What I don't get is I've spoken to people on the other side, you know, on the evangelical side in New Hampshire for many years. I was friends with a woman who was heading up this organization that she said that they wanted to have an amendment to the state constitution to make marriage legal only between a man and a woman. And she said, well, that's because studies show that a man and a woman are the best it's the best environment for raising a child. And
I can personally attest that that's not always true.
Well, you know, and it's not necessarily true all the time, you know, statistically, whatever. But to have a government policy, a coercive policy that says this, immediately opens up some questions. And I asked a woman who was at this meeting, I said, so does that mean you'll make all suboptimal child-rearing situations illegal? What are you saying to us
here? How many kids you want to put in foster homes because they can't get parents?
And
because you're going to restrict only the most optimal situation.
Exactly. If you're a single mom, can you not adopt?
I don't think she has any grasp of how bad foster situations are for, you know.
You know what she told me, Dale?
What?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yes,
wow.
I would. So that tells you, and these are people, I said to them, look, first of all, philosophically, you want to put the state above God? You people who were in this movement are tied directly to the anti-misogyny movement of the 1800s. That's where a lot of this came from. They wanted to prevent black people from marrying white people, so they put the religious ceremony into the hands of the state. Once that happened, the doors were open, because once you give the state the power to do it, they can define the meaning of words. So I said to this woman, hey, let's say you get the state behind this, and you get an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution, this was a couple years ago, that says it'll only be a man and a woman. What are you going to do 30 years from now when the philosophy changes and we have a lot more people who are willing to accept men and men getting married and raising children? What are you going to do? You're putting it in the hands. You're creating a machine that has different levers that will be held by different people in the future. Eliminate the machine, and as you said, just let churches decide. Do it contractually if you want to arrange something.
I had very mixed feelings about this passing, and I didn't. I did not work hard to pass it.
Right.
I just could not get passionate about it. And I am gay. I can see myself in a marriage-like situation, but I will never get a state marriage.
Right.
So this is not changing anything.
Whether you'd be heterosexual or homosexual,
exactly.
It wouldn't matter to you.
If I were straight, I still wouldn't get a marriage. I still won't get a state marriage, even though it's now, you know, possible in New Hampshire to do. I had mixed feelings. The reason I say I had mixed feelings is because I know that there are a lot of libertarian gay people out there who this will be actually a very good selling point for New Hampshire for them. So I'll take what I can get, you know.
Yeah.
And if it gets more libertarian people to move here, that's good. But, in the meantime, I'm of the opinion the state should be out of marriage, and I don't feel like libertarians should be working really hard to get the state to broaden its view of marriage. I think we should, you know, I think that we should be convincing people to not base so much of their own self-worth and self-value on getting validated and legitimized by the state.
Yeah, that's a great point. That emotional side. Yeah, Phil, what's that mean?
Wouldn't also, shouldn't the purpose of the state's involvement in any kind of union is war just uphold contract law?
Well, if you're in favor of a minimal government, I believe that contract law can be upholded through private arbiters and exclusion and reputation. But I can understand that at least at that limited level, just have contracts. People can draw up contracts. If they still want the state to get involved, then as you say, all it does is it just tries to prevent fraud and provides a state-backed arbitration system. The problem is that it will eventually devolve because people will want to get their hands on the state. The thing is, in order to have that, you're going to have a legislative writing body called the legislature. And once that exists, it starts to build and starts to ratchet up. They get involved in things, and you're going to be right back where you started from. The way to eliminate this problem is to get rid of the state machinery entirely and have it done through private voluntary association and private markets.
Yeah, look for whatever it is that you're hoping the state to do, say, for instance, in this case, defend private contracts. And look for a way to do that that's reasonable, because I don't think you want this unaccountable authoritarian monopoly. You can't expect that to protect your rights. You can't expect it to protect private contracts effectively. And so I would say look for a way to do that in a more rational way.
Yeah.
So it's really not, in my opinion, I keep hearing people talk about, you know, small government versus no government. And I think in a way that's almost misleading. Really what it comes down to is the nature of government.
Mm, yes.
I don't have a problem with the size of government. I have a problem with the nature of it. As long as government only protects people's rights, then they cannot be a monopoly, because they can't deny someone else to go out there and protect people's rights. They're not aggressing against anyone if they're only protecting rights. So it's no longer a monopoly. If that's the case, then it's a free market system at that point, and it's the nature of government that I have a problem with, not the size of it.
Yeah, and Phil, hold on the line, because I want to bring you back in, and we've got a lot of people who are going to be calling in, so it's just going to be like a big party coming up in just a minute. We're going to open up the lines even more quickly. Phil, I wanted to bring up something to you that I thought would be interesting, is this. In the argument that I made with the people who are in favor of the only heterosexual marriage thing, I said to them, look, even on the constitutional level, those people who are libertarians, many libertarians are very familiar with the statutes of the Constitution, and we're just going to try to hold the politicians to not being hypocrites. If they're going to try to get involved with the government, then at least we're going to hold them on that, and we'll work to get something even further. But the least we can do is say, hey, uphold the document you swore to uphold, and don't be a hypocrite, don't be a liar. What's fascinating is, even if these people, these anti-homosexual marriage people, were to get something passed, and we haven't even gotten to the idea of religious toleration on the state side, not allowing business to decide whether they want to recognize a gay marriage, a heterosexual marriage, or anything. We'll get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But on the people who want to only establish heterosexual marriage, I said, look, let's say you pass something in the state of New Hampshire. What's going to happen is another state will pass something that allows for gay marriage, and then the federal Constitution's full faith and credit clause comes into play, which says that any contract, any private contract that's recognized as valid in any state must be recognized as valid in every other state. So they'll get married with a civil contract in Massachusetts or California, and they'll move to New Hampshire. Guess what will happen? You will have to recognize gay marriage whether you like it or not, you people. So get a clue. You're supposed to, these are supposedly paleo conservatives, and they don't seem to wake up to the fact that their supposed law and order concept will immediately make all of their efforts for naught. They spend thousands of dollars to try to do this when they could have spent thousands of dollars to try to stop something else that the state was doing, like invading people's private property regarding smoking in restaurants and seatbelt laws and taxation. No, no, no. They don't do that. They've got to get on their high horse and try to make it look like they're all moral and supporting what God dictates. And it's very strange. On the pro-heterosexual side, you've got this sort of moralistic feeling. On the homosexual side, as you said, Dale, there's this emotion that's behind it that says, well, we want what everybody else has. Well, these aren't rights. They're not rights. They're privileges that are given. They're special favors that are given by the state. And when you get the state involved in giving these special privileges, guess what? They trample on people's private property and on their rights. And hold on the line, Dale, we want to give him a chance to get it right on in here. And then I want to bring Phil back, Dan and Sean and Bradley. Hold on. We'll bring it right back. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free line here at Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.